And mommy, his mommy said, "Goodbye, Skippity Hoppity." And Ross said, I'm Ross McQuinney. My mommy told Skippity Hoppity. She say me Skippity Hoppity.
She say me bye, Skippity Hoppity.
No, she say me Skippity Hoppity. Ross said, "May I have some McDonald's can?" He meant, "Can I have some hamburgers?" Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Yeah. What's this? And he said, "A bouquet." And I said, "Yeah, it's a bouquet of flowers." And he said, "Why?" And I said, "Pretty." And he said, "What's this?" The vase. And he said, "So it can't go down there?" He said, "So it can't be gone, right?" And then he meant something about so the flower doesn't fall over. I had no idea what he meant, so it can't be gone. Right, then he said, "Is it going to go right down there?" And he meant, "Does the stem of the flower extend down into the vase?" And I said, "Yeah, it does." He couldn't see it because it was a small vase. So he was trying to find out where it was going, and I told him, "Yeah, it goes down in there." Right.
And I broke my graham cracker, which he did last night, by the way. And then I said, "Oh yeah," and then I bought you a motorcycle, you poor baby. And then he said, "I always broke my graham cracker. Why did you always do it?" Someday?
Yeah.
He means at one time I did it once, not at someday, I always. Yeah, I know. Hey, there's the cat, right there. Kitty.
That's my tiger.
That's your tiger.
He's gonna run away.
Yeah, she's gonna run away.
Yeah.
She's gone now.
He's not gone.
He's gone. She's gone.
Gone.
She's gone. How's Margie doing? Did poo. He said, "It's not candy, not a good taste. That's not candy either.
That's
not candy, no. Uh-uh, it isn't, I know. I know. Uh-huh. And then a little earlier this morning, he said, "Did you bought me my motorcycle?" And I said, "Yeah." Double past tense. "Get in my shoe." And he means this thing got in my shoe. It was the tooth strainer had gotten in his shoe. And then he said, "This gonna will hurt me." And he really meant this is going to hurt me. Or this will hurt me, and he did both of them. This gonna will hurt me. He wanted a straw to eat his chocolate milk, and he said, "I want a string." And then I said, "You mean a straw?" And he said, "Yeah, a straw." Right. "Get ready," and he said, "I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go." And then he said, "Danny won't have me have it." With some hesitations, like Danny won't have me have it. This is his little friend Danny. What he meant is Danny won't let me have it. He won't let me have his plane. Also, I was looking for a little piece that Danny had broken off his airplane, and I said, I can't find it. Oh, I don't see it. And Ross said, "You don't find it?" And instead of "you don't see it," he repeated. Also, regarding that thing I taught him back last spring, I guess, when the man lifted the car in the air and he said, "That's ridiculous." This is way back, I don't know, maybe about the 16th tape. I asked, Ross saw a car up in the air again going by the garage, and he said, "Look, there's a car up in the air." And I said, "Oh." And I said, "Why is it up there?" And he said, "Man put it up there." And I said, "Why did he put it up there?" And he said, he wanted to fix it, which he remembered. We hadn't talked about it for almost a year now. Ross saw a motorcycle going by, and he said, "That's like mine," meaning just like his toy motorcycle at home. And this morning he said, Marty, not go to preschool. Let's not go babysitter. Not go to preschool either. He went to preschool and he said, I want to blow it up. And the little lady said, I was saying you might break it. He said, I want to blow it down. And I don't know why he said, I want to blow it down. And then he said, I can't blow it up at preschool. And I said, why not? He said, I'm going to blow it up at home. And then he said, I'm going to make it big at home. I'm going to make it big and big at home. And then a little earlier he said, want my motorcycle. I said, why? He said, I might use it. He means I might play with it. Okay, Marky, say hi. Hi, honey. Hi.
Hi.
He says, ha. That's how he says hi.
Hi.
Hi. There was an H on it more. What is that? Yeah, we held each other, right?
Yeah.
And what did my dad do then?
Hey, I'd be a baby and he holds your little baby.
He holds your little baby?
Yeah.
And then what did he do to my little baby?
Your baby get up.
And what did daddy do to you?
My daddy.
What did I do to your tummy? What did I do to your tummy?
You tickle my tummy.
I tickle with no D on the end, right? And what did I do to your bottom?
You spank my bottom.
Spank with no D on the end, right?
No.
And what did I do to your your arm right here?
The girl squatted my arm.
Really?
Yeah.
Which girl did it?
Aaron did it.
It's interesting when it has to scratch it.
Aaron did it.
Aaron did it, right? He scratched it.
No.
Aaron?
No.
Who did it? He's looking very thoughtful. That might have done it. Aaron, who did it, Mom? One of the kids?
Yeah.
Which one of the kids?
That's a lot.
Who?
Joshua.
Joshua? Oh, Joshua.
Yeah.
How do you say Joshua?
Joshua.
Oh, Joshua.
Yeah.
Right there. Joshua scratched you.
Yeah.
Why?
Because Joshua set me up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you fight back?
Yeah.
What did you do to Joshua?
I scratched him.
Scratched him, and did he cry?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was being bad.
Did the teacher tell you you were bad?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Bang!
Hmm?
Bang.
Bang?
Yeah.
And then what happened?
The teacher
sat on
the bench.
Mm-hmm. Made you sit on the bench?
Yeah.
She told the teacher, tell me, sit down. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then what?
I had my flying goose rhymes tape.
Mm-hmm. Your mother goose rhymes tapes, yeah?
Yeah.
But what happened at preschool?
Preschool. Book.
Book?
Yeah.
So you got in a fight with Joshua?
Yeah.
You did? Was it a big fight?
Yeah.
Why did you get in a fight?
Because someday I fight with Joshua.
Why did you want to fight with Joshua?
Because he's nice.
It's nice to fight with him?
Yeah.
Why did you?
Because
he said
that
was
not nice.
Did you say it was not nice?
No.
He said, Ross, please don't do that. Is it nice to fight?
Yeah.
Okay, then why did you say it was nice?
Because it's not nice.
It's not nice, right?
No.
He seems to get the wrong idea about what he wants to say. That's the verbal problem. You think it's cognitive, right?
Why do you like
it? Was it fun to fight with Joshua?
No.
You don't like it? Okay, well, why did you fight with him? My tape's up there. I want to ask you a question. Why did you fight with Joshua?
Because.
Why?
Joshua
whacked
me.
Poor Joshua whacked you?
Yeah.
Well, what happened first? Were you outside playing?
Yeah.
Or were you inside playing?
Outside playing.
You were outside playing? Where were you playing? In the sand?
Yeah.
In the bars?
Yeah.
On the merry-go-round?
Yeah.
Where? Joshua fight with you?
Yeah.
Where were you?
In the merry-go-round.
And then what happened, Joshua?
Joshua just scratched me now.
Scratched you now?
Yeah.
Where did he scratch you? Show me where.
On the merry-go-round.
But where on your body?
On my body.
On your body? On your bottom, right back there? Let me see. There's no scratch here. No, there's no scratch there.
Yeah.
No, you're okay. He didn't touch you.
Why?
Joshua didn't touch you.
Why?
Did you hit Joshua?
Yeah.
Ross, I don't want you to do that.
Why?
That's very bad.
Why?
Don't hit little boys. Joshua didn't mean to hurt you.
Why?
Please don't hit him.
Why?
Ross said, I put this in. He wants to put his tape in.
Okay, let's see. Russ came in here and said, I popped my balloon. And then he said, Marky's coming. And then he was telling me about Damphon had a friend. Where did Damphon have a friend?
Damphon
had
a friend at preschool.
At preschool? What about Emiak or Maniak?
Yeah.
Hamiak.
Hamiak. Where's Hamiak?
He's all gone.
He's all gone?
Yeah.
He told me was it Hamiak?
Hamiak on the television?
No.
Where did you see this, Ross?
On TV.
You did?
Yeah.
Damphon was on TV?
Yeah.
In the tape recorder, too?
Yeah.
Huh. It's really interesting, Ross. Well, let's see. And there was something else. My tape won't fit in here, right?
Okay.
Will that fit in?
No.
Oh, wait, make it mess. You might hurt that one, other tape.
Why? Let's put this in. There's tape in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my tape's in there.
So why don't you take your tape out?
If I take my tape out, then I can't tape you.
Huh?
You see, we're taping some sounds.
Why?
Well, I'm doing this so that I can have some data.
Huh?
I need some data.
Huh?
I need some data.
Why?
So we can work on data.
Why?
Well, so we can have lots of data.
Why?
So we can find out about how children learn to talk.
Will you take your tape out?
Will I take my tape out?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what. Maybe later.
Now.
No, I'm not going to do it right now.
Yeah, you can do it.
If I got a lot of kisses, I might do it. If you gave me a lot of kisses, I might do it.
Yeah.
You want to give me a lot of kisses?
Yeah.
Okay, then I might do it. Lots of kisses.
Yeah.
I need more. Okay, now you want me to take my tape out?
Yeah.
Okay, now what are you going to put in there?
My tape.
How about breakfast?
No.
You want your tape?
Yeah. Put my tape here.
You want to put your tape in right there?
Yes.
And then listen to Mother Goose?
Yeah.
Okay, well first, let's see. I'll do one for you, okay?
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick? Do you know?
Yeah.
How many? Five pickled peppers?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want me to do Bobby Shafter? Can you do Bobby Shafter?
Yeah.
You do it.
Bobby
Shafter went to see Silver Buckles on his knee. He'll come back and marry me. Pretty Bobby Shafter. Right?
Yeah.
How about rub-a-dub-dub? Can you do that? Can you do rub-a-dub-dub?
Me do it.
No, I want you to do it.
You start.
Okay. You do start with rub-a-dub. Rub-a-dub-dub.
Rub-a-dub-dub! Rub-a-dub-dub! And who think they be? The bigger, the kettle's with kettle melt. Then softly.
Very good.
Very good. Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
You know
what
you
don't do?
Yeah.
Can
you do
what
you
don't
do?
Huh?
Can you
do what you don't do? On the wall. How great pearl. Who can just a little king and could put Humpty Dumpty to get again?
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Do you know the one about Mary had a little lamb?
Yeah.
Okay, here, Mary had a little lamb. Okay. Mary had a little lamb. Do it.
No, I can't.
You can do it. Here, I'll teach you.
I'm too little.
I'll teach you. Mary had a little lamb. His fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. It followed her to school one day, which was against the rule. It made the children laugh and play to see a lamb in school. See, the lamb went to preschool.
Yeah.
Is that your taste?
Yeah.
Would you like to take your little kitty to preschool?
Yeah.
Little teacher to preschool?
Yeah.
What would she do?
She will scratch me.
She won't scratch you, no?
No.
What would she do?
She will play with me at preschool.
Teacher should play with you at preschool?
Yeah.
Yeah, with all the kids?
Yeah.
She'll get on the merry-go-round?
Yeah.
And run around?
Yeah.
And then she'll go in the little house?
Yeah.
And have fun in the little house.
Yeah.
And what else?
A big house.
Yeah. And how about Wilshire? What else?
Huh?
What else? What else would she do?
My baby kitty cat going to go to preschool.
With you?
Yeah.
When?
Afternoon.
Today?
Yesterday.
You can't go to Delma's today, Ross.
No.
No, because we're not going. We're going to stay home tonight.
Wait, it's too late.
It's too late to stay.
Yeah.
Do you want to see Star Wars?
Yeah.
Maybe it's summer. It's your tape. You want?
Yeah.
Another Mother Goose?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know the one about Hey Diddle Diddle?
Yeah.
Hey, do Hey Diddle Diddle.
Hey Diddle Diddle, the cat that bothers the moon. The you don't have a teacup. And the this one is food.
Good. Nice.
That is Hey Diddle Diddle and a cat and a fiddle.
Hey Diddle Diddle, a cat and a fiddle.
Yeah.
What comes next? A cow.
Over the moon.
Very good. Okay. And how about, do you know the one about Jack and Jill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack and Jill are up the hill a pail of water.
Right.
And that can help for the sprinkler.
Right.
And still come to me after.
Right. Up, Jack? God.
Yeah.
What happened?
A brown paper.
Up Jack home, got and home did trot.
Yeah.
As fast as he could caper. Went to bed.
Huh?
He went to bed.
Yeah.
Plastered his head.
Yeah.
With vinegar. And brown paper.
Oh, poor
Jack
and Jill.
Poor Jack and Jill.
They fall down the cliff.
Right. Let's do an easy one, okay?
Yeah.
Do you know about Jumping Joan?
Yeah.
Here am I. Go, here am I. Little Jumping Joan. If nobody's with me, I'm always alone. Can I do that? Too hard?
Too hard.
Too hard, okay. How about another one?
To go plop.
What?
To go plop.
Oh, to have plop. Okay. What's that like? Stuck in his thumb. What's it? Little Jack Horner.
Yeah.
Little Jack Horner. Do you know that? Sat
on a corner.
On a corner. Eating.
In a Christmas pie. And some took out plop.
Good.
And then, wake up, little Emmy.
Good. Very good, Ross. Just like on your tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know the one about Little Miss Muffet?
Yeah.
Okay, Little Miss Muffet.
Something goes away.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Great. Fire.
Uh-huh.
And set down the fire and
right.
Remember away.
Right.
Eek!
Eek! Frighten this Muppet away. Eek!
Will you put this down?
Okay. You know Old King Cole?
Yeah.
Old King Cole? He's a merry old soul.
A merry old soul of tea.
Oh,
his pipe. He's your potter.
Right. He called for his bowl.
Yeah.
What next? Your bowl, sir.
Your bowl, sir.
Okay. And he called. Called for his fiddlers.
Three.
Great. Very good. Okay. Well, so let's talk now. We're going to go eat some breakfast, okay? I tape it. Take your tape out. We're at the table, and what is this, October 8th or 9th, and Ross said, I said, that tea is real, is that tea too hot, he said, and I said, yeah, that tea's not too bad, I said, we went back and forth like that a couple times, and then Ross said, that tea's hot too for me, instead of that tea's too hot for me, he said, that tea's hot too for me.
Is that hot?
He confused the idea of it being hot too with it being too hot.